Hello friends, we are on chapter 15, which is on interest rates on advance. You will recollect in our very first chapter, we had come to a conclusion that the main revenue for a bank comes from its interest income, and this interest income comes from advances that are provided by the bank to its borrowers. So, this chapter is going to make you aware about the different types of interest that a bank charges, especially on advances. And you will also come to know that in this journey of charging interest on the advances, there have been many, many revisions over a period of time. And one has to understand why these revisions were made. So this is specifically for commercial advances. And then we have a different set of interest for welfare schemes that are actually implemented by government. So once you understand this particular aspect of interest rates on advances, then it would be very clear what connection it has with corporate banking as a whole. The objective of this chapter is to understand the different kinds of interest, rates on advances, and this process, the journey of charging interest rates on advance, begins from 1960. Reserve Bank of India began prescribing the minimum rate of interest on advances granted by scheduled commercial banks with effect from October 1960. So this is the time where Reserve Bank of India specifically prescribed minimum rates. So it was coming from RBI, what should be the minimum rate of interest specifically for scheduled commercial banks. Then the next milestone in this process was, it suggested the maximum lending rate from March 2nd, 1968. One step further in 1970, instead of maximum lending rate, again it was reverted to minimum lending rate. So the reintroduction of minimum lending rate happened in the year 1970. Finally, in 1976, the ceiling rate on advance to be charged by banks was again introduced, again back to maximum lending rate. So this journey is going like this, right from 1960, finally in 1990, a totally new structure of lending rates linking interest rates to size of the loan was prescribed. So it was typically on what basis? Basis on the size of the loan, the size will decide the rate of interest. And finally in 1994, it was decided to free the lending rates of scheduled commercial banks for credit limits of over ₹2 lakhs. So here came the first competition between the banks, because they were given the freedom to set their rates, and this freedom was specially given for credit limits over ₹2 lakhs. So one has to keep this time frame in mind, right from the revisions that were effected from 1960 till 1994. But that's not all. The journey goes forward. In 1994, it was decided for free lending rates for credit limits of ₹2 lakhs for scheduled commercial banks. Then for loans up to 2 lakhs, lending rates not to exceed the benchmark prime lending rate. So this is a new term as far as the interest rate was concerned, was introduced by RBI, which we call it as BPLR or the benchmark prime lending rate, specially introduced for loans up to 2 lakhs. BPLR system introduced in 2003 fell short of its original objective, lot of loopholes and bringing transparency of interest rates, and that is the reason it was replaced by a new concept called base rate, effective July 2010. So the journey which we started in the 1960s is still going on July 2010, but you will be actually informed to note that again from July 2010 a new type of interest rate emerged in April 2016. That is called as the MCLR, which we will see in our subsequent slides. The base rate system was aimed at enhancing the transparency in lending rates of banks and enabling better assessment of transmission of monetary policy, it gave various aspects of charging rate on advances. In fact, RBI gave scheduled commercial banks a structure of arriving at the base rate, considering the various factors which impacts the cost of funds on the banks, as well as other operating costs which the banks has to incur. I have reminded you all, after 2010, a new introduction of rate structure, rate system was introduced at the MCLR, which we'll see in the subsequent slide. But right now, we'll see about the general guidelines. Banks should charge interest on loans, advances, cash credits, overdrafts, or any other financial accommodation granted, provided, renewed by them or discount usance bill. How this should be done? It should be done in accordance with the direct use of interest rates on advances issued by Reserve Bank of India from time to time. And when I say time to time, the current system of charging interest rate is on MCLR, effective 2016. The interest rate of specified rate should be charged at monthly rest. These are the general guidelines issued by Reserve Bank of India. We will see some definitions relating with this interest rates on advances, which will help us to get familiar with the subsequent slides, which we will find these definitions over there. The first definition is of the benchmark rate. It means the reference rate used to determine the interest rates on loans. Then we have the external benchmark rate, which means the reference rate published, not internally, but by an independent benchmark administrator. Then we have internal benchmark rate, which is actually published internally. It means the reference rate determined internally by the bank. Then we have a fixed rate loan, which means a loan on which the interest rate is fixed for the entire tenor of the loan. And finally, we have a floating rate loan, means a loan on which interest rate does not remain fixed during the tenor of the loan. So these are some useful definitions which will help us to understand subsequent slides wherever their references are made. Now let us understand the interest rate framework. There shall be a comprehensive policy on interest rates on advances. This comprehensive policy has to come from none other than the board of directors of the bank. All categories of advances except those exempt shall be priced with reference to the benchmark rate indicated. When I say exempt, this exemption are specifically related with those government schemes which have a concessional rate pending. Actually, leaving that out, all other actual lending that is made has to be on the benchmark rates indicated, currently the MCLR rate. Bank shall have the freedom to offer all categories of advances on fixed or floating. So this discretion is with the bank. It is up to the borrower to decide on which fixed or floating he has to go. Interest shall be charged on all advances on monthly rest. Now here comes another important policy on charging penal rate of interest. Bank shall formulate a board approved policy for charging the penal rate of advances, which shall be fair and transparent. It is not to harass or to put the customer into problem. It is just to discipline the customer to make his timely payment. The rate of penal interest shall be decided after taking into account the incentive to service the debt and due regard to genuine difficulties of the customer. So it should be a considerate view, not just for penalizing the borrower. So having understood about a broad framework about these interest rates, the journey of interest rates since 1960 till date, now we actually go into two main internal benchmarks that have been prescribed by RBI. The first one was a base rate introduced since July 20, and the latest one is the MCLR introduced since April 2016. So let's understand these two, and we can actually compare between two what was there just recently and what is there now. So first let us take up the base rate. The base rate replaced the BPLR system, which we have seen introduced in 2003 with effect from July 2010. Base rate shall include all those elements of lending rates that are common across all category of borrowers. Banks shall have freedom to calculate the cost of funds. So this is no mandate from any authority. Banks will have the freedom to devise their own base rate, and this is on the basis of average cost of funds or the marginal cost of funds or any other methodology which they feel is reasonable and transparent. There shall be only one base rate for each bank. Please note, when we go to MCLR, we'll have some other methodology as well as other prescription for MCLR. But when we talk about base rate, bank can have only and only one base rate for each bank. Bank shall review the base rate once in a quarter with approval of the Board of Asset Liability Management Committee. This is the main committee of the board which actually looks into the base rate, or in general the interest rate that is charged on the advances by the banks. The next important internal benchmark, which I said is a recent one introduced since April 2016, that is called as a marginal cost of funds based lending rate. In short, it is called as the MCLR. All rupee loans sanctioned and credit limits renewed with effect from April 2016 shall be priced with reference to the MCLR. And this MCLR shall comprise of four important components for calculating the MCLR rate. That includes the marginal cost of funds, that includes the negative carry on account of CRR, because whatever funds bank keeps with Reserve Bank of India in the cash reserve ratio for attaining the cash reserve ratio, there is no interest paid on that. It is simply kept in current account, so there is a negative carry on that, so that is also considered for calculating the MCLR. Then we have the various operating costs. It can include your infrastructure costs, it can include your maintenance costs, and various other costs are also considered for calculating the MCLR. And finally, we have the tenor premium based on what is the tenure of the loan that is provided. So that is how, these are the four important components for calculation of MCLR. The marginal cost of funds shall comprise of marginal cost of borrowings as well as the return on the net worth. So this is a very important criteria for calculation of the base rate. The second important component of calculating base rate was the negative carry on account of CRR. The negative carry on account of CRR arises due to the return on CRR balances being nil. As I said before, whatever amount, the mandatory amount that needs to be kept with RBI has zero rate of interest. That is a different purpose for assuring some safety of the funds. Some part of the funds that is received by the depositor has to kept aside with RBI as per the monetary policy declared by RBI bi-monthly. Negative carry on account of CRR will be calculated by a specific formula, that is required CRR, that is a percentage of CRR that is required to be maintained mandatory as per the monetary policy, multiplied by the marginal cost divided by 1 minus CRR. So based on this, you will get the negative carry on account of CRR, which is useful for calculating the MCLR. The third important component is the operating cost. What does that include? All operating costs associated with providing the loan product, including the cost of raising funds, shall be included. Cost of providing servicing, which are separately covered by way of service charges, do not form part of this component. So this has to be excluded, whereas the first part, costs associated with providing the loan product, including the cost of raising funds, shall be included in the operating cost. Again, this is for calculating the MCLR. The fourth important component of for calculating MCLR is the tenor premium. Tenor premium costs arise from loan commitments with the longer tenor. And to change in the tenor should not, tenor premium should not be the borrower specific or loan class specific. The tenor premium shall be uniform for all types of loans for a given residual tenor. So within a particular tenor, that you should not be fiddling with the rate. It should be uniform for all types of loans for a given residual tenor. So when I was referring to the base rate, we had seen there is only one base rate for bank, whereas when we talk about this latest MCLR, we can have different MCLR for various maturities. So this is one striking comparison with base rate. Bank shall publish internal benchmark for various maturities, which includes overnight MCLR, which includes 1 month MCLR, which includes 3 month MCLR, which includes 6 month MCLR, which includes even 1 year MCLR. So here the tenor aspect is very important. In addition to above, bank shall have the options of publishing MCLR on longer maturities. Like we had seen, there was a review to be made of base rate. Here also there is a prescription for review of MCLR. Bank shall review and publish MCLR of different maturities every month on a pre-announced date with the approval of the board. So this is mandatory. This is coming from RBI guidelines. it has to be reviewed on a monthly basis, and it should be pre-announced after the approval of the board. Now let us see some important aspects about interest rates on advances. The first one is the spread. What do you mean by spread? Bank shall have a board approved policy delineating the components of spread charged to the customer. So the first important aspect is bank should have a board approved policy. The spread charged to an existing borrower shall not be increased except on account of deterioration in the credit profile of the customer. So only when the customer is not servicing his accounts properly, then only there is a chance that a spread may be changed. Otherwise, the spread should not be changed. Spreads under MCLR system. Business strategy should be, the component shall be arrived at taking into consideration the business strategy, market competition, embedded options in the loan product, making liquidity of the loan, etc. And when we talk about a credit premium charged to the customer representing the default risk arising from the loan sanction shall be arrived at based on appropriate credit risk. So these are the two important aspects, the business strategy aspect and the credit risk premium, also considered for arriving the spread at MCLR system. In addition to credit risk, rating scoring model, and after taking into consideration custom relationship, expected losses, collaterals, etc. are also considered for arriving at the spread under MCLR system. Can we reset interest rates under MCLR system? When we talk about reset, banks shall at their options specify interest rates, dates on their floating rate loans, the MCLR prevailing on the date of the first disbursement, whether partial or full, shall be applicable to the next reset date, irrespective of the changes in the benchmark during the interim. So this is a general confusion. Whenever there is a rate change, people feel it would be impacted on their account. However, what the regulation says is the MCLR prevailing date on the date of first disbursement, whether partial or full, shall be applicable till the next reset date, irrespective of the changes in the benchmark during the interim, and the periodicity of reset shall be 1 year or lower. So this is very important aspect relating with the reset of interest rates under the MCLR system. Now what happens was those borrowers who were initially on the base rate, and after actually introduction of MCLR, do they have a chance to migrate from the base rate to the MCLR system? The transition to the base rate from BPLR, this is transition to the base rate from BPLR. So we are in this slide, we are talking about the first transition when base rate was introduced replacing BPLR, and then subsequently we'll see whether there is a transition possible from base rate to MCLR. So first slide, this is talking about transition to base rate from BPLR. Borrowers were given the option to switch to the new base rate system before expiry of the existing contracts or mutually agreed terms. And the best part of this is there won't be any fee charge for this switchover. So transition from the BPLR to the base rate was very much possible without charging any fee. What happens in case of transition to MCLR from the base rate or the BPLR? Existing loans and credit limits linked to the base rate BPLR shall continue to repayment or renewal. However, existing borrowers shall have the option to move to the MCLR linked loan at mutually acceptable terms, and the switchover shall not be treated as a foreclosure of the existing facility. So here again, once again, an option was given to the existing borrowers to switch over from the base rate to the MCLR at mutually agreed terms. Interest rates on advance is in foreign currency. So this is now a totally new aspect of interest rates or advance, how an interest rate is charged, especially when the advances are made in foreign currency. Bank shall have the freedom to determine the interest rates or advances in foreign currency as per the comprehensive policies on interest rates on advances duly approved by the board of directors. So here again, there has to be a comprehensive policy of interest rates, especially advances in foreign currency. The interim rates shall be determined with reference to a market determined benchmark, external benchmarks. This is where I was talking about the definitions are useful. So here it is actually determined with reference to external benchmark, and the actual lending rate shall be determined by adding the components of spread to the external benchmark. So when we talk about spread, here comes a cushion for converting the cost into a profit. which will earn revenue for the bank. Now, when we talk about interest rates, we have seen in the previous slides, there is a general policy of interest rates on commercial advances, whereas there is a liberal policy on interest rates for certain advances made for the welfare, made on the direction of the government, and hence this certain category of advances are exempted from this particular base rate or MCLR application of interest. So these are the exemptions which covers the loans covered by the schemes formulated by Government of India, working capital term loan, funded interest term loan, etc., granted as a part of rectification or restructuring package, loans granted under refinance schemes formulated by the Government of India, advances to bank depositors against their own deposits, advances to bank's own employees including retired employees, advances granted to the CEO or the whole-time director, loans like to link to market determined external benchmark, as well as the fixed rate loans of tenor above 3 years. Thank you.